Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top social media specialists on the planet, probably in the galaxy, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And when we need help with our online world, especially building communities and working the platforms that help us do that, we turn to our good friend Kathy Perry. And that's Kathy with a K, by the way. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Kathy. Okay, so Facebook scams. What do those look like?
Yes. Well, you know, we get all kinds of crazy things that people are sending us, or making posts, and we have to remember that not all of them are from our real good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something called link farms that they'll send out a post. It'll say, type one in the post and see what happens. Or they might say, like it for a cause, like our page for a cause. Or, you know, it sounds very nice or funny or, you know, easy, but it isn't. It isn't really one of your friends. It's one of these link farms where they're trying to build up enough likes on the page, which then shows up on your friend's news feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get enough of those followers or likes, then they start flooding the news feeds with spam. So those, you know, it's a new thing called like farms.
And, I'm thinking.
We have to pay attention.
I remember when we first started reporting on this on email, the spam and the phishing and all that on email, back, you know, we started talking about this, you know, 12 or more years ago, and I remember, Kathy, all that, and now I'm thinking, I'm listening to you talking about this, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, we had to worry about Grandma getting never having a computer and getting on email. And she would, you know, she'd send two or three of these a day, and so maybe she'd get caught in some of this email plots. But now, for those same people are on Facebook, and this has got to be like email spam to the 10th power, with all the people hanging out on Facebook thinking they've got all these friends. I mean, this is really much worse than email, probably, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it depends on which kind of post it is. You know, the link farms are really trying to, just be able to build up those likes. So really what they're doing is they're doing it on a fan page, then they're trying to sell a fan page.
But there's nothing malicious, it's just abusive.
Not in that one. But
not
now
in that
there
one,
are
but
the
there
other
are malicious ones, though, right?
There are. And actually, there is a website called facecrooks.com, and they have
Say it again.
Facecrooks.
FaceCrooks.com.
They have a scam watch alert page, which tells you all the latest ones to really watch out for, like the survey scams or, you know, check who viewed your profile,
mm-hmm.
or Sony needs testers, or, you know, I mean, so those are, they might be, some of them are a little bit more malicious, and so we always have to pay attention and not think, oh, isn't that nice?
Kathy, you've got all these people who hang out on Facebook. I mean, they don't watch television, but they don't read the paper, they don't go outside and visit their neighbors, they hang out on Facebook, right?
And
you know, hundreds of millions of them, and then here comes this little note. Oh, why don't you click on the little puppy? You'll like it, or whatever.
That's right.
And they do it, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're counting on people doing that. Actually,
folks, it's okay when you're online, please acquire, please develop, please assume a little healthy dose of skepticism. Please. What do you think, Kathy?
Yes. It's important, absolutely. And, you know, and they can always go into their profile and change their settings. And they can actually look at the likes that they have liked and realize that maybe some of those aren't who they should like. So if they go into profile and
they can unlike
more,
them.
Like, they can unlike them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you might want to do that. You know, Kathy, this reminds me of when I was raising my kids and they were teenagers and they were having a few social setbacks, and they were kind of looking at me like, you know, my kids grew up, you know, where in a world where everybody loved them, right? And so now they're getting to be 16, 17, 18, going out on their own, and finally one day I said to both of them, I said, look, I hate to tell you this, but when you go out into the world, everybody doesn't love you. And they looked at me like little puppies, you know, like little puppies, not knowing why you were talking to them. But this is what you got to tell people on social media. Everybody doesn't love you.
Yes. There might be some malicious stuff out there.
Right.
That's true.
What else do we need to know about?
Well, some people like to know who unfriended them. And you can also go to facebook.com/whodumpedme.
I shouldn't take that personally, though, probably, right? I mean, some people are just trying to clean up their circles.
That's true. But some people really like to know that, and so there's ways to find out. The Scam Watch is great on Facebook because then you can really see what you shouldn't be clicking on. Those are a little bit more malicious. Mm-hmm. Ones to watch out for, and also the light firms. You know, it kind of makes you, and it isn't that it's going to affect you so much, but it affects all the people who are friends of yours. So you're really not helping.
Well, it's part of you. You kind of think of it as being part of the neighborhood watch, don't you?
Yes, and you're actually spreading the virus, if you will.
Right.
You know, so you want to pay attention to, you know, what you are clicking on and what you are liking. And if you don't know them, you know, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Be a little more discerning. Assume a little bit of skepticism every time, you know, just because you can doesn't mean you should click.
Absolutely.
Facebook EdgeRank, right? Kathy, we're going to talk about that next.
We're going to talk about
right after
rank.
These messages. Yeah. And I've got something to ask Kathy about what she knows about Google. Some new stuff going on with Google. 20 after. Right back with Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is her website. That's Kathy with a K.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.